So today I'm so excited and my heart is really full of joy that I can really have you again, John, in the Conscious Evolution Summit this year. So a very warm welcome to you to Canada.
Thank you.
And I just want to give a really short introduction for people who haven't maybe met you before or heard about you. So you are a spiritual pioneer and author, and you really help people in meetings to realize their deeper subtleties, their deeper levels of being human, and to realize what and who we really are. And you share meetings really all over the globe in different countries. And I will also provide your website link and the links to your books. And yeah, I'm super excited to have you. And John, maybe before we start our meeting together, you can maybe give us just a bit and kind of introduction in which inner attitude can we come to listen to you, to listen really deeply to what you have to share?
The most valuable is to be in a deep, quiet listening within. And that way the listening doesn't come through beliefs, filters in oneself, our past, our conditioning. So the deep listening within has us realizing what we're knowing in whatever it is we hear. The deep listening within tunes us into what we know and that we're able to know.
And I mean, in my experience with you, I always have this sense when I really meet deeper levels where I have this this realization that I know I can also register that as a warmth or as if a substance of softness and kind of, even though it's subtle, of it feels really solid moving in myself. Is this kind of a indicator that we are open to our deeper levels?
It can be, it is, but that's subject to the interpretation from our belief structure, past experience. If we're in the listening within, we're able to read also the deeper levels of our nervous system. Our body does reflect back to us what we are being in it.
And what would support us in that we know that we kind of are on the right track and really dropping deeper into what we know? What supports us in that?
Just a deep, nurturing inner quietude, resting into that. That puts us deeper within than our minds, our emotions, our conclusions. It gives us space to see. Seeing comes from within. The more deeply we are within, the more deeply we're able to see. That depth comes from an inner restedness, not an intention or a will.
Yeah. And I just sense when I follow you with that, that there can still be some kind of some structure which might relate to myself, to my superficial levels, which I'm aware of, but then I still can I can go deeper in this, as you described, more resting quality.
Awareness goes deeper, naturally settles deeper into what it really is by just simply relaxing. It works the same in ourselves. The more we relax in ourselves, the more deeply we are in ourselves. Awareness is more fundamental than the self. So for awareness to relax is a more fundamental level of relaxation. It's like the kind of relaxation that you go into when you lie down to go to sleep and you near the tipping point to falling asleep. At that tipping point, we're not using our minds, we're not using ourselves, our past, our self, our mind, our day has all passed away. What remains at that tipping point is just what we really are as awareness, not as ourselves and our personalities. So we're able, just before that tipping point to sleep, we're able to come into that depth of relaxation as awareness, and we're also able to come into the same in our day. But then we can't take ourselves seriously.
Yes, and would being as often as we can, being in this quality, in this attitude, like what you described, would that be supportive for us evolving really more into what we really are?
Yes. Our inner attitude reflects what we are being as awareness. Our inner attitude is the control that we have within ourselves of what we are being in ourselves. So we can have an inner attitude of openness or being closed. We can have an inner attitude that's emotional or that's quieted within. Deeper than that inner attitude in ourselves, we are able to open and soften in our hearts without the use of ourselves. And then what we are being is just openness. We're not being open as ourselves, but we turn from a personality and a self to a quality of being that's the same as our own being, just openness, softness. There isn't any other form surrounding that.
And would that also apply in when we meet difficulties in relationship? Because when I look around, I just in the last month, I kind of meet again and again people which say, oh, in being open in relationship is more and more challenging just in recent times, and would this be of support, being as open, as deeply open as we can when we meet those challenges?
The importance then is to not just be open-minded and open in ourselves, but on a more fundamental level, to be open, being just what we really are. So there's no use of our minds. There's no use of ourself in being that kind of openness. What that does is it, on a much deeper level, then opens our thinking, opens ourselves. So the opening of ourselves is a result of opening and softening at a fundamental level. But you can't open at such a fundamental level while holding on to any kind of self-direction. You can't hold on to your own opinions.
Is then, could we say that when we face these challenges, I mean, I just refer to relationship, but can be in other fields and circumstances as well. Would that be then kind of a playground of a deeper practice to really be rooted in that?
Yes. In a relationship, everything in our nervous system is tied into. From the other person, we're reflecting our own beliefs from that person and also projecting our own beliefs back to that person. So that is what creates all of the difficulty. When we don't take ourselves seriously, then we're also not holding on to our own belief structure. What remains then is just a nurturing beingness within, toward ourselves and toward the other. What that creates is a fundamental kind of togetherness, a bonding based not on ourselves, our emotions, our will, our opinions, what we like, what we don't like, a bonding that's based on what's deeper than ourselves. It's based on what we are as a being. As soon as there's an openness and a softness of heart in being together, there's a bonding that's occurring, a connectivity of being. It warms the heart and it nurtures the heart.
And John, can you maybe describe a bit how being in a relationship, in which way being in a relationship and how this can really support our deeper realizing other than when we would just be on our own?
The importance isn't so much a relationship because that is going to bring ourselves right to the surface in that relationship. So there's going to easily be a polarity in how we view ourselves, how we view the other, how we view the relationship. What we can do in a relationship, the real value of the relationship is the bond that's in it, the deep inner nurturing connectivity. The way that easily shows is the dearness that's there. Kind of dearness that's deep inner and comes up to the surface like a fountain toward the other. It's not a dearness that's a behavior. It's a dearness that is deep from within that naturally flows with the other and to the other. That's that dearness, that bond of being, that heart connectivity, that's the realness in the relationship. Everything that's around that is secondary to that.
So would that mean when we face challenges, and obviously when we face them, these are kind of issues of the self, of our more superficial levels, would it support us in really relating to this bond we have beyond any ideas, any stories, anything?
Yes. When we're relating to the bond on the level of the bond, on a heart level, the beginning of the bond, what we experience in being together is sameness. As soon as we are in our polarized selves, what we experience in being together is our differences. It's the reason when we really enjoy being together is because of the sameness. The sameness begins at a heart level and continues to open much more deeply as we come into our being.
So would it then kind of also mean if we would realize and really notice more qualities of sameness, that this means that we are kind of dropping deeper?
But not a surface sameness, not being of the same mind, the same feeling, the same emotions, but the same sameness as in nurture. Nurture in each is the same. As soon as you're together on a heart level, your experience of your body and your experience of reality, if you stop to notice, is different from when you're in yourselves, when you're in yourself. As soon as you drop into a deeper level within, you also drop into a deeper level of the body, a level of the nervous system that pertains to what you're relating from.
I mean, thank you so much for this discernment, because I think this is so crucial, this discernment of that it's not sameness in thinking and feeling. So this, yeah, is of great value to have this really clear. And I can sense also almost as if when we move there, as if the atmosphere in the room would shift.
It does. That's you being more than what you're used to of your body. The deeper the body within, the less it's limited by what we perceive of our physical body. Our presence exceeds our body. When we're in our personality, we confine it to our body, to how we see our body and experience our body. As soon as we drop into the heart, presence relaxes together with what we really are as awareness. So there's a fundamental openness that makes us much more than what we're used to in our personalities and in ourselves.
And maybe you can also share a bit about the relevance of being together with someone like you, who is really resting in these very, very deep levels and really has it totally embodied. What is the value for us being in your presence?
There's no easier way to learn and to realize than by example. When you're around what is embodying what you deeply relate to and what it is that you're looking for from within, that reflection comes back to you. There's a vibration to that, and it appeals to those levels in you. So there's quite a palpable invitation to be the same that you recognize as being real. The pattern of that realness appeals to you, and it's easy to just come into that because there's something already there that's provided for you.
And John, maybe you can also share a bit when we kind of have this deeper awakenings into our true nature. And you often share that it's so crucial that we really embody that we are really being that. And maybe I would like to hear a bit in your words, really taking us there, what it means to really be that.
Awakenings come easily. We have more awakenings than what we realize. The smaller they are, the more they are. when we awaken to something that we know the truth of. We awaken to more of what we really are and what reality really is. Knowing the truth and knowing what's real doesn't mean that we're being it. When we awaken to be able to know more, that affects our experience. So we experience what we're knowing. And it's easy to believe that that experience means that we're being it. What really matters is to live our awakenings, which means to let what we know within the awakening turn into perspective within the little things of our day.
Can you give a few examples how this would look like in our day-to-day life?
When we are in our polarized selves, what we relate to is what we like and what we don't like. We relate to emotional okayness, a conditioned kind of okayness, and a not okayness. As soon as we drop into the heart, we come into a nurturing okayness that doesn't have an opposite. What we know within that is that what mattered in ourselves and in our emotions, in our beliefs, isn't there. So we can let the realization of that turn into perspective within the little things in our lives. So that allows what matters to us in our lives to change. Instead of what matters being what we want and what we don't want, what matters is what we're being in the midst of our nervous system as it's activated in liking and not liking. So then what we are being in our conditioned nervous system is something that's deeper. And then our nervous system opens and shifts to match what we're being in it.
So in a way, do I get it correctly? Is when I relate to that deeper softness, to that deeper restedness, and I'm being that, this supports also kind of regulating my nervous system from inside out?
Yes. Whatever you are being in yourself and in your body becomes and yourself becomes. When you're being your awakening, you're being the deeper newness of you. You're being that in your body and in yourself. That's what changes yourself. It's not a behavior modification. There isn't the intention to change yourself or your personality.
I mean, when I listen to that and when I look in the world, it's just so different than what we think would be important and relevant. So it really turns the what is relevant really upside down in a way.
Yes. What we relate to is form and density. The denser the form, the more attractive it is to us. And it offers us more to do. If we're frustrated with something, what we move toward is our most visible powers, the power of our will, power of intention, the power of thought and feeling and emotion. Whereas the subtler power, which has only to do with what we really are, will then override because it doesn't have the prominence, the density, the experience. It doesn't have the visibility. So when we want something to be different, we go to the powers that we're most used to. If we drop into deeper levels, into what we really are, then we won't be looking to change something because of a not okayness, because as soon as you drop into a deeper level, you are being okay, nurturingly and unconditionally okay. So that already changes how you think, how you see, what you see, what you feel. That's the beginning of the change in yourself.
So what I also get is really this invitation to relate more and more to that what is invisible and what is really very subtle.
It's not invisible. It's just subtly visible.
All right.
As soon as you're gentled and quieted within, you're already dropping into that subtlety of what you really are. As you genuinely relax within, not relaxing to compensate for a difficulty in yourself, but relaxing because you're responding to something that you directly know within, and that is to relax, to let go, to open, and to soften. Being what you really are within. Being gentled and quieted within brings you into your heart.
And John, I want to kind of all what you shared until now is relevant for my next question. Maybe some people which are listening kind of also relate to a way of being which seems so different than what we used to experience or what we used to understand or know. And the more I relate to that, the more I also sense, and maybe please correct me if I'm wrong, but it sense that the brain I'm using now seems so, so little and limited to what I in a way just sense when I would relate to this future version, or I don't know how to really call it or name it correctly, but there is such a different way how the brain operates. And can you maybe talk a bit about that?
Our brain is a facilitator for making actual in our bodies what we're being in our bodies. We use such a small percentage of our brain, 4 or 5%. That's reflective of how much of reality we're aware of being in and functioning in. To be in more of reality is not to be in more of ourselves, it's to be in more of our beings in the midst of ourselves. So that requires a fundamental kind of opening. The doorway of that opening is the heart. The open and softened heart is the beginning of our being, and then we can move in levels and levels deeper and deeper. The more we move into our being, the more we're able to perceive the deeper levels of what we really are, and also the deeper levels of reality. that requires a use of brain and a brain power that isn't available to ourselves. It's available to what we are as beings.
Is this also the reason why for the self it can be kind of quite confusing and it that the self has no idea what and how to move with it?
In ourselves, we create a comfort zone of what we're used to, what we're familiar with. So we judge what's real and reality by our present familiarity, what we've become accustomed to, of what we judge as being real. As soon as we drop deeper within than ourselves, we're leaving that comfort zone. When we open up into our beings, there's new information that is released from within our being up into ourselves. And in ourselves, that information is confusing. It interrupts our comfort zone. It interrupts our belief system. It interrupts the structures of ourselves. It's confusing for the mind because the mind can't perceive what it's not used to. So the mind then has to open beyond its own beliefs and its own way of seeing to be able to incorporate new information. That's a fundamental kind of openness. As this new information comes in, because we drop deeper within our beings, as long as we remain gentled and quieted within, the integrative process continues. But as soon as we become concerned or anxious or not okay with how we experience ourselves because of this new information, then we start to close. We become identified with ourselves and we give our power to familiarity instead of giving our power to what we more deeply know and what we're more deeply realizing and awakening to.
And how would it look like if we people which are interested in really opening to these deeper levels, how would supporting each other look like?
First, within, in ourselves, not concluding anything that we don't directly, deeply, quietly know the truth of. The tendency is to conclude because we think, conclude because we feel, conclude because we have emotions about something. What we're doing then is reliving past conclusions that we've drawn. So that keeps us locked into our present belief structure. If we open on a fundamental level within, we won't be drawing conclusions just because we think and feel. We'll be concluding because we directly know the truth of something. So then we won't conclude unless we actually know the truth of it. And when we do know the truth of something, then we must conclude, which allows our awakening to have presence and form in ourselves.
That's I just sense that's a really important information. This when it's really time to conclude, to give it form in a way to really embody it.
Form works. When we draw a conclusion, we're giving form to something that we're thinking and feeling. We're locking in that form. That form is going to hold. So it matters then that we don't conclude more quickly than we're actually knowing the truth of. And then when we do really know, we need to conclude. If we're not concluding when we do really know, we're not building in ourselves what we are as a being. There isn't the consequent form making.
Is this in a way also, one could say, maybe our responsibility to, or our gift, you could say, as a being using this form, and then really give the deepest level we know, really the substance of form?
Yes. That means in being what you really are, you're being first what you know, and you're being that in what you think and what you feel. That changes your thinking and your feeling. Your thinking and feeling matches what you're being in it. So then you're thinking and feeling from a deep inner knowledge base, instead of thinking and feeling from within your past, thinking from the conclusions you've already drawn in your past.
And what I just also sense is that this knowing in a way can be really little, and yet it's so important.
I need a little bit that we that we actually know the truth of is worth more than all of the conclusions that we've drawn in ourselves. What we actually know the truth of is worth more than our entire belief structure. We don't need our belief structure for us to be what we really are. We need only to believe what we deeply, quietly know the truth of within.
Mm-hmm. And John, we are almost coming to the end of our time together, and I would like to offer you whatever you sense is relevant for the audience now joining our meeting together with people which really care about this evolving in consciousness and coming together in this wish to really I would say to create really a different world where what we are being is kind of more reflected also in the world.
We are made of levels. We understand that ourselves, the self is deeper than the personality, and the heart is deeper within than the self. These are our visible levels. What that establishes is that we are made of levels. The deeper the level that we're coming from, the more meaning there is in our life. When we're coming from the heart, and it's the heart that fills the self, and it's the heart-filled self that fills the personality, that's what gives most meaning to the personality. But when we're being our personalities, avoiding what's deeper within the self and the heart, then there's going to be a very limited meaning in the personality. As soon as we realize the principle of that, then the direction is deeper, deeper within. Living, coming from deeper and deeper within. When we awaken to something that's newly more deep within than what we were used to. Then what matters is to be what's deeper within right up into the surface. The deeper levels are inclusive of the more superficial levels, but the superficial levels are not inclusive of the deeper levels. So what really matters is to live from the inside out. When we are being and living from the inside out, what we really are comes naturally to us, and it naturally lives in the surface. It will have our lives.
Yeah, and then what the meaning kind of really pours, I sense the meaning just pours out of us and isn't dependent on any outer circumstances.
Yes. Then we exist like a fountain, a deep inner fountain that waters everything out into the surface.
And this would kind of nourish ourselves and also nourish our other people and the environment around.
When you are coming from your inner garden, that's going to water the outward garden and everyone else's garden.
Thank you so much, John. I just feel that is such a lovely image, kind of this watered garden. And thank you so much for making yourself available for this interview, John. I know your schedule is really full, and I feel really very honored that you again share this Conscious Evolution Summit. It's
lovely being together again.
Thank you so much, John.
Bye for now.
Bye.